This is a great news and excellent news that the Somali people wanted at this critical moment of our history. The U.S. has been an ally to our government, has been assisting us to fight for terrorism, and now for them to put more effort on humanitarian aid, in particular this time when we have defeated Al-Shabaab from the city, it will greatly help to the suffering of our people, and this could also help the famine to stop. So we welcome greatly.
The African Union is also expected to come up with funding to talk entirely about how to resolve the drought. What is your government response to that?
Absolutely. The AU has been instrumental also to helping this government. As you are aware, we have AU troops in Mogadishu who have been assisting us all along, and without them we would not have been able to defeat Al-Shabaab. The AU also has responsibility to Somalia, being an African country, to put more pressure to the countries in the continent. And for that reason, we are very grateful for their support in terms of militarily. And now for the humanitarian, this is the best time where we can bring in Al-Shabaab remnants to rehabilitate to the society. This is an opportunity to ensure that we get rid of terrorists, as well as ensure that humanitarian aid reaches to those desperately in need. So the timing, and also as brotherly responsibility, this is something that we have expected a long time, but because of the time that we are in at the moment, this is a golden opportunity that we look forward to our brothers assisting us at this time.
What has been your government response so far about taking care and providing food and other amenities to those people under the control of Al-Shabaab who are now not under their control anymore and that fall within the purview
of government?
Our government
has done, we have done a lot in that. As you are aware, the Prime Minister has numerous times stated publicly that humanitarian aid and assistance, and it's not a political issue, it's a humanitarian issue, so that the government appointed an independent agency to manage it. And they are from civil society, the reason being to ensure that those people in Al-Shabaab area to be reached, and also called for the international community to do the same. And we are doing everything we can. However, the magnitude of the extent of the dire need of food aid or humanitarian assistance is far greater than what we can do ourselves. So that's why we have been calling to the international community to help us. So now we are planning for Mogadishu stabilization, where we need to ensure humanitarian aid reaches to all those camps within Mogadishu as well as outside. As you remember, this is the first time the government got control of Bakara market, stronghold for Al-Shabaab and other markets as well. Now, we managed to succeed to bring law and order there. The security is very good. No looting or whatever. So we are doing everything we can, but our meager resources doesn't allow us to do more than what we are doing at the moment. So that's why all this help coming to us is appropriately needed at this time.